2 Corinthians 1:20. All his promises. I'm going to let you stay in the King James. I don't know which one's easy. For all, say all.
All.
How many is all?
All.
All the promises of God in him are what?
Yes.
How many?
Yes.
All of the promises of God in him are yes. And in him what?
Amen.
Where do you see no in there? Where do you see in there? I got to think about it. You can't find it. So that's why you don't have to fear. Fear will never work the power for you. Not the power of God. It'll work some other power. But faith will always release the power that the devil can't handle. Hallelujah. So all the promises of God in him is yes. And you know what? I'm believing God for a body of believers in this local church that's going to believe God with me. See, we have gone out and we've talked among ourselves. Words came forth and we go out and talk against it because we are carnal. Ain't nobody told, God ain't told them to tell us to give no $1,000. How do you know what God said? You up in the throne room telling him what to say? He's trying to wake us up to realize you don't have to do without anything while here on this earth. And he wants you to understand, if you're going to have increase in finance, you're going to have to be a sower. If you're not a sower, you can't be a reaper. Seed don't come. Increase don't come from nothing. Before he could get a church in the earth, Jesus had to become a seed. And he was the firstborn from the dead. Look at you. And look at me. We came from that seed. Being born again of a what? Being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but what? An incorruptible seed that liveth and abideth forever. Everything in the seed, everything this in this word that tells you about the seed will produce in your life. Did you hear me? I said it will. You don't have to struggle with anything. You know why it's so hard for so many of us to get to walk in hell? We've been told all our lives that, we have discussion among ourselves. Before you get 50 years old, you run around talking about, oh, you ought to shut that up. Little old whippersnapper, you ain't hardly got out the pea bird yet. Y'all, I'm old. Straighten yourself up and walk like a man. Stop that stuff. We get that from the world and the devil. I don't have no curse on me. I've been blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. And every time he tried to put something on me, I resist him firmly, strongly. I resist you. I will not accept this. My. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Am I helping anybody? We've been redeemed from the curse. See, when we learn how to operate in the blessing, and see, nobody, listen to me real good, no farmer you know coming to seed sowing. Plant the seed one day and harvest a crop the next day. How many of you have seen that happen? And when we learn how to be faithful to God, when we make a confession, we need to stand there until it manifests. We need to be so convinced. I said that and I'm not moving and expect to happen because God said. I said what God said. Is God a liar? Then why we change when pressure comes? Why do we start talking different? I don't know what I'm going to do. God just told you what to do. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's what he told you to do. You stand up and say, I don't know what I'm going to do. You lying devil. Get out of my faith. That's what you call it. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stand here. I don't care if nothing else stand with me. I'm going to stand right here because you said it. I don't care if the hospital is against me. I don't care if every medical doctor with the highest degree against me. I'm going to stand here. Hallelujah. God said I'm healed. Bank account is empty and the bank trying to foreclose on you. I'm going to stand here and say, my needs are met. God, I trust you. You told me you would supply all of my needs. Thank you. Now we walk around bawling, crying. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, I'm going to stand here. And may I say to you, I know I sound whatever, I don't care. May I say to you, you'll never get to that place watching Matlock. But you get to that place doing this. And what's that reference on that scripture? Let me see. And it says over here, that's right. And then you get somewhere by yourself and get your mind quieted down and start thinking about it, meditate. Let it turn over and over in your spirit. Yeah, I am a new creature. Yeah, I trust God. Yeah, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yes, he's my father. Yes, he loves me. See, the devil been telling you nobody love you. He'll say it like, you nobody love your ugly self. That's what he'll say to you. Your ugly self. They used to call me growing up. Douglas may not remember him making, but I don't know why they call it, call me that. And to me, that wasn't a good name. Because the guy they were calling me after didn't seem like a good fellow. They called me Jesse. Now, Jesse, wasn't anything wrong with the name Jesse, but the person that had the name. Boy, I hated that. But you call me Jesse, you can call me Ressy and Sessy, Flessy and Pecky. I don't care. Too late, I know who I am. Found in the Word, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. God told me that. So what you say, what people say doesn't matter. And I know they said a lot of stuff. And all and what you see and don't see, you just see a little stuff. All people talked about us and we were doing all this, but you see what they talked about didn't have a thing, it didn't stop it, did it? Because you're sitting up in it. Aren't you sitting up in it? Are you pretty comfortable? If you're not comfortable, we'll go get some more chairs and make you as comfortable as we can. Get a bigger cushion. Don't tell me what God can't do when people will come together and believe him. But if we could ever get people, if I can remember the story right, these people behind this wall, and this guy was trying to climb over to get out so he can get some help. Fella finally got his hands up on the top of the wall and about to get over, and this rascal jumped up and caught him, pulled him back down. That's the kind of folks we got. You want to run with that kind of crowd? Always trying to pull you back down in their mess? Or you want to move on with God? That's why you want to get a revelation. Woo, hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, this is who God is. This is who he is. Look at what he has done. Give me.